Krishna Surya Sam. Please repeat. Mayahaya Antaka. Yahan Krishna Tahanahe Maya Radhika. Maya Adhika. Krishna Surya Sam. Mayahaya Antaka. Yahan Krishna Tahanahe Maya Radhika. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andaka. Yahan Krishna Tanahi Maya Adhika. Please chant. Krishna Surya Sama Hai Andaka. Yahan Krishna Tanahi Maya Adhika. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andakar. Yahan Krishna Tanahi Maya Adhika. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hari Adhika. Han Krishna Tanahi Mayadika. Ladies. Krishna Surya Samay Andaka. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Suryasama, like the sun, Maya, the illusory energy, Haya, is, Andhakara, darkness, Yahan Krishna, wherever there is Krishna, Tahan, there, Nahi, not, Mayara, of Maya, or the darkness of illusion, Adhikar, jurisdiction. Translation and purport. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of Krishna's external energy, will immediately vanish. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing the process of devotional service. That's the title of this chapter. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.34 it is stated, Ritartam yat pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani tad vidyat atmano mayam yata basu yata tama. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. When a living entity becomes Krishna conscious, he is immediately relieved of all material lusty desires. Lusty desires and greed are associated with rajas and tamas, darkness and passion. When one becomes Krishna conscious, the modes of darkness and passion immediately vanish. And the remaining mode, sattva-gun, goodness, remains when one is situated in the mode of goodness. He can make spiritual advancement and understand things clearly. This position is not possible for everyone. When a person is Krishna conscious, he continuously hears about Krishna, thinks about him, worships him, and serves him as a devotee. If he remains in Krishna consciousness, the darkness of Maya certainly will not be able to touch him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastabhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vishyata Deshatarine. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakara. Yahan Krishna Tahanahi Maya Adhikar. So there's darkness, Maya, in an interview Prabhupada spoke with a reporter from the New York Times, and he mentioned this verse. The reporter, the reporter asked him, many people have tried to change the world, but we see that they have failed. So that's a nice question to ask a spiritual leader. And he continued, he said, many people have tried to see God, but they do not succeed. So the so there are idealists. They want the world to be bright, rosy, a better place. And then there are the spiritualists. They want to see God. And this reporter is saying, they've both failed. Prabhupada says in the purport that when one is situated in goodness, he can make spiritual advancement. But this position is not possible for everyone. So there is certainly failure. Not everyone becomes Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada says to the reporter, the reason people fail is because their purpose is not strong. This weakness of heart is caused by Maya. Forgetfulness. When one forgets that he's a son of God and identifies himself with the body, then he's in ignorance. So people are trying to be happy in the world, sometimes in the name of nationalism. Yesterday we observed, well, we didn't exactly observe, but it was the anniversary of Slovenia's Independence Day. So that's a reason to be happy. 25 years ago, Slovenia became independent and still independent. Independence is nice. Some of the people I stopped yesterday, one couple I said, this book will make you happy. They said, oh, we're already happy. So then, you know, I should have asked them. I didn't want to stop because the Harinam party was going. And I didn't have anything sharp to say to them. Otherwise, I was thinking later, what should have I said to them? Well, two things I could have said. One is, where does your happiness come from? How did you become happy? That's so nice that you're happy. What's the nature of your happiness? You know, make them think a little bit. Or I could have identified with them as Slovenians and said, yes, yes, I'm sure you're happy. Slovenia is such a nice country and you're independent. But the identification with the body, with the country of one's birth, this is a characteristic of the modes of nature. It can be somewhat in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada talks about how goodness, you know, results. Goodness is manifested. Symptoms of goodness are some sense of philosophy and happiness. So that's okay. Someone can think, you know, I'm a good citizen, good. But the devotees, Prabhupada encouraged the devotees to think of themselves in terms of their nationality. He said, you're American, or I could say you're Slovenian. Either way, Prabhupada said the best citizens of a country are those who are devotees, who are following regulative principles, who are free of irreligious activities. And they're chanting. So they'll be successful in achieving the goal of life. Others who are just identifying with their country or with the happiness that comes from forgetting Krishna don't ultimately succeed as much. When Prabhupada was writing about Hiranyakasipu and Prahlad, he also quoted this verse about Maya, and Maya having no jurisdiction whenever there's Krishna. Where there's Krishna, there's no nations, there's no illusion. And he described that Krishna is transcendentally situated, so he's in what's called pure goodness, whereas this world is controlled by the modes. But he gave the information that in the spiritual world, because the Lord's present there, because of his effulgence, his Brahman effulgence from his own body, everything is bright, everything is free from darkness. There's no contamination of darkness or passion or even contaminated goodness. He called one manifestation contaminated goodness. So that means, he went on to explain in his purport, he says, there is a tinge of goodness in this world. It comes in terms of the brahminical qualifications. When one develops the qualities of a Brahman, truthfulness, honesty, religiousness, like that, cleanliness. But sometimes these qualities of goodness become contaminated or even covered by the modes of passion and ignorance. The lower modes are strong sometimes, and they cover the symptoms of goodness. So you have this state called contaminated goodness, because it's mixed. But Krishna is way beyond that. He's transcendental, so the modes don't even touch him. And when he comes into the world, there can't be any of this darkness or passion from the modes of ignorance and passion. And he described this even further. He gave the example of how Nisringadev appeared because of Prahlad Maharaja's Bhakti Yoga. By the practice of Bhakti Yoga, the devotees invoke the appearance of the Lord. And then when he's present, when he appears because of Bhakti Yoga, then the influence of Hiranyakasipu's passion and ignorance was vanquished. Hiranyakasipu was very powerful. He had made himself influential. But that was all diminished when it became insignificant when Nrisimhadeva appeared. It's just like when the night turns to day. So Prabhupada was saying, if your light is very strong, he was telling the reporter, if your light is very strong, then there's no darkness. If you have no light, or if your light's not strong, there's darkness. The only way to dispel the darkness is to bring some light. And then he told the reporter, if you don't forget Krishna, your life will be successful. You just chant Hare Krishna, and you'll never see the darkness, because Krishna is not different from his name. And he gave the example to the reporter of his devotees. He said they all grew up as meat eaters, and they engaged in illicit sex and intoxication. So how could they change? Because they've been practicing how to avoid these things. And so this is possible. This change is possible if we make the choice. We have to choose the light. A long time ago, this was done by practicing austerity. The Bhagavatam describes the process of practicing brahmacharya life and you accept the things that are favorable to spiritual life, like honesty and nonviolence. And you search out the truth, you study the scriptures, you renounce . So there are different stages described. And by these austerities, people used to realize, I'm not this body, I'm part of Brahman, I'm part of the eternal Brahman. I'm just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita about the soul. Natvevaham jatu nasham natvam neme janadipaha. I've always existed. There was never a time when I didn't exist, and there'll never be a time when I don't exist. So people used to try to realize that by austerity. But if you only come up to the level of Brahman, it's not totally satisfying just to realize something about eternity. Because the soul's quality is not just eternity or sat. That's the basis. The soul is sat. It's permanent. It doesn't change. But that's not all it is. The other features are knowledge and bliss. And therefore Prabhupada characterized this. He said, someone who comes up to the Brahman platform, he doesn't get ananda. And what does that mean? Prabhupada said, if he doesn't get Ananda, if he cannot dance with Krishna, then he falls down. So there has to be pleasure in eternal existence. There has to be some pleasure. And that's best characterized by dancing with Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's movement is organized on the principle of chanting and dancing. And just trying to hang out in the Brahman leads to a fall down. You become interested again in enjoyment. So if you don't know any higher enjoyment, then you accept again material enjoyment. There's a philosopher in Germany too, Nietzsche. He said, I would believe in a God who dances. So some people, to them God is light. Prabhupada talked to different people who said, Swamiji, God is light. Just like the sun, you know, it provides so much light. So it's true, God is light. If someone dwells in the night, the poet Blake in England, he said like that, God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night. There was a devotee named Hayagriva, one of Prabhupada's very first disciples. Hayagriva was an English professor, so he knew the poetry of William Blake in England. He had studied William Blake's poetry, and he was very inspired by that. And he was editing the first issue of Back to Godhead in America. Prabhupada had the devotees put together Back to Godhead, just like he had done in India before he came. He put together the issues. So in New York, Hayagriva said to Prabhupada, can we put this verse about from William Blake in the first Back to Godhead? God appears and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night, but does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day? So if you're in the light, if you're already in the light, then you can understand God's human form. So we sing, I was noticing this morning during group puja, we sing, Ha Prabhu Korodoy Dehamor Padachaya. What does that mean? We want to be in the shadow of spiritual master's lotus feet. So he's in the light, and we're in the light. We also want to shadow. Sometimes we want to be in the shadow of the spiritual master's lotus feet, but not more dark than that. In the purport today, Prabhupada quotes one of the Bhagavatam verses, huh? It's actually one of the Chatur Shlokis, one of the four important heart verses of the Bhagavatam. So this afternoon I'm going to talk about that some more. This same verse should remain on the board. Nobody erased this verse. Leave it there. We'll chant it this afternoon and we'll talk more about the theme of this verse. I'm also this afternoon going to show a video. Yashoda, you come and help me get it organized. I'm going to show a 10-minute video . It's going to be very interesting to you. It just came out on Christmas, and it's on this same theme of the light and the darkness. Do you want a preview? Every year, there's one preacher in England who makes a video. She's called the Queen. She has a Christmas message. And she's really a preacher, I'm telling you. Every year, she finds a theme in the Bible. And it's so potent, it's so simple. She just chooses a simple idea. This year she chose the verse from one gospel that says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome the light." So the same thing, Godhead is light, nescience is darkness, but where there's Godhead, there's no darkness. And she made this very relevant to the audience. She always does this also. She finds something very relevant. She said, you know, the original Christmas, the birth of Christ, for Joseph and Mary, the circumstances of Jesus' birth in a stable were far from ideal. But worse was to come, because the family was forced to flee the country. King Herod was going to kill all the babies. So they had to, they became refugees. They had to go on a donkey to Egypt. So this is so relevant for this year, where all these refugees were coming into Europe. And everybody was thinking of refugees. I even saw on the park bench in Slovenia yesterday, in Tivoli Park, refugees welcome. Everybody was, you know, thinking, should we welcome the refugees or reject them, or what are we going to do? And she says, it's no surprise that such a human story still captures our imagination. Jesus became man, right? God became man. That's their idea. And he experienced the difficulties of human life in this world. And then she goes on, despite being displaced and persecuted throughout his life, Christ's message did not change. It was not one of revenge and violence, but simply that we should love one another. So that's nice. Prabhupada, however, always slammed the Christians when they wanted to talk about love. And he said, why aren't you loving the animals then? Why are you killing the animals? Why don't you follow the commandment, thou shalt not kill? So we're going to show this video. There's also a nice kirtan on the video. Prabhupada said, when the Christians sing their hymns, that's also kirtan. So at the end of this video in the Queen's Buckingham Palace, after the Queen talks for 5 minutes, then 9 boys come in, they're dressed in very colorful outfits, and they sing a hymn with the theme that, you know, we want to live where Christ is living eternally. That's our idea also. We want to go back to Godhead. So I want to point out these parallels this afternoon, and I'll show the video so that people will take an interest. No. Who? Well, I hope they come to the lecture. Sometimes somebody takes them to... Huh? Somebody sometimes takes them away, you know, and takes them to a separate room and tells them, you know, just a little bit. They don't want to burn them out. Like you said last night, you know, if there's something here that the public shouldn't hear, don't. When we show these videos, it was so nice you showed the videos. Thank you for making the videos and showing them. It was really wonderful to see how the Sankirtan devotees were suffering. It's really austere, I'm telling you. I know. One devotee said to me that, you know, 4 weeks is enough. And he said, but some devotees go out all year, don't they? And I said, yeah, but everybody has his limits. And some of the devotees that go out every day there in California, sunny California, you know, when they go out in the marathon, it's bliss. It's weather. The weather is no problem, no. I was thinking this morning during the kirtan, you know, a lot of young devotees, some of you aren't initiated, some of you just got initiated, and, you know, you stick with this process, and Some of you will become like Nishiga Karuna. You'll become really steady book distributors. You'll do it your whole life, maybe. And others, you'll become, you know, you become gradually more brahminical. You'll become like the devotees who dress the deities on Sunday. You know, you'll get your brahminical thread and you'll learn how to dress the deities and you can take part in that eventually. Any questions? Prabhu? Yes, you can.
And the other thing is, this word ahankar, I noticed that in some places, like a title.
Yes.
Why this ahankar or grihastha?
Yeah, grihastha is called adhikar. That means he has a jurisdiction. The word, the synonym is, it's translated here, jurisdiction. And that, it refers to Maya's jurisdiction. Maya has, darkness has a place as long as there's no light. But when there's light, then Maya doesn't have jurisdiction anymore. The light dispels the darkness. So somebody becomes a householder, then instead of brahmachari on his name, he becomes adhikar. So it refers to a certain level of influence. He's now got a license to enjoy sense gratification and to have a home, and so he has more jurisdiction in the world. Yes, Dennis? Yeah, that's good. Vedanti tat tattva vedas tattvam yajganam advayam. One who realizes the absolute truth, he realizes it in three features. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, iti shabdite. This is where my name comes from. Vedanti tat tattva vidas. Tattva vidas. So Paramatma is described in Bhagavad Gita. You know, there's one place you can learn about Paramatma. There aren't many Paramatmas. Paramatma is present everywhere in only atoms and in everyone's heart. But he's not divided. That's one characteristic of him. He's in the milk ocean. He's Shirodakshai Vishnu. And it's just an inconceivable power that he can be there but be present everywhere. His knowledge extends everywhere. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. There's no place he's not. Where is God? Some people might say. And you can say, well, where isn't he? He's everywhere. But you have to see how he exists everywhere. Prabhupada was expert at connecting everything to Krishna. He would show, you know, he'd talk about something and then he would show you how it's connected to Krishna. He understood very thoroughly the energies of Krishna and how they all are connected. What's the word? organically, when something's organic, it's a, you know, whole thing. Like the Ishapanishad says, Krishna is the supreme whole. And then everything that comes from him is also whole. So this world is a whole. The Paramatma is in your heart, seated in the heart, and that's where the soul is also, seated. So why don't they see one another? Well, the super soul sees the soul. That's no problem for the super soul. He can see you and me. He sees us. But what are we doing? We're looking outside. Our vision is external. We're looking into the world, into Krishna's energy, trying to understand ourselves. But when we turn inward, the yoga process is meant for practicing an internal meditation. You practice poses and so on, and withdrawing your senses, and bringing your consciousness to the seat of the soul. That's what a yogi does. He withdraws and he brings his consciousness in internally to the seat of the soul, and then there, from there, he may be able to bring his focus, his attention, his concentration onto the Paramatma and see the Paramatma in the heart. So it's a difficult process. The conscience of everyone is a manifestation of the super soul. When that inner voice tells you, you know, don't do this activity, it's not pleasing. The body is not just mine, it belongs to God also. So he's present inside the body, it's his energy. And when we apply tilak, we can meditate on the body being a temple of the Lord. We can meditate on the names, Om Kesh, Mahanamanarayan, Madhavan, Govind, Vishname, Madhus, Trivikramayanama. All these names of Vishnu, he's present inside. So we try to make our life a life of cooperation with the super soul. Please come this afternoon. I have my on my computer. I opened the page on the Vanipedia. They have all the quotations from Jesus collected, and I've been going through them a bit. I'll bring them up this afternoon. Can you wait? All right. And then Ugraya, you had your hand up. You're going to say something?
I wanted to ask where from did Vivian Blake got his concept of or idea of God being a man? Do you know something about this? I mean, this is so such a nice verse. This final one more verse from Vivian Blake describing karma.
I don't know much about William Blake, but we can look, you know, on, we can ask Professor Wikipedia and see what his source of knowledge was, what he was reading.
Get this idea of God being offer us much ground for this world, doesn't it?
No, not so much. Any other comments? Yes, Prabhu.
When you were talking about the yogi, they're practicing to focus their inner soul, the Paramatma. So as we chant, as we do meditation, so all our purpose is to get the focus on the Maha Mantra, and then by the mercy, Krishna reveals himself in the space, I mean, in how mature. How much you deserve or how much.
Or how much you desire, yeah.
Or how much you desire.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's stop there and honor Prasadam. Thank you very much.